You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and tonight's program is devoted to Christian Marclay's marvelous More Encores, a playful and refreshing recording project first released on 10-inch vinyl record in Germany in 1988, and later in the late 1990s on CD that became available throughout the world. Marclay has been experimenting, composing, and performing with phonograph records since 1979. His interest in records, both as objects and bearers of sound, is expressed through sculpture, performance, video, and music. In performance, he mixes a wide variety of records on up to 8 turntables, fragmenting, repeating, altering speeds, playing the records backwards, etc. More Encores was originally released as a 10-inch vinyl record on No Man's Land in Germany in 1988, composed entirely of records after whom each of its 12 tracks is titled. John Cage is a recording of a collage made by cutting slices from several records and gluing them back together into a single disc. In all other places, the records were mixed and manipulated on multiple turntables and recorded analog with the use of overdubbing. A hand crank gramophone was used in Louis Armstrong. More Encores is a classic slice of primal plunderphonia, the natural companion to John Oswald's suppressed plunderphonics masterpiece, featuring a series of viciously beautiful vinyl collages from this important and influential sound sculptor and turntable terrorist. Other tracks played with by Marclay are based on the music of Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg, Maria Callas, Frederick Chopin, Martin Denny, Arthur Ferrante and Louis Teicher, Fred Frith, Jimi Hendrix, Johann Strauss, John Zorn, and Christian Marclay himself. Note that this list is alphabetically arranged here and that the works are not heard in this order on tonight's program. See if you can, by the end, identify the John Cage track. Once we listen to the complete CD, which is a 1997 release by RER Megacorp as RER CM1, I'll replay the cage and, as time permits, others among my personal favorites properly identified. As described on Wikipedia, Christian Marclay, born January 11, 1955, is a visual artist and composer who holds both American and Swiss nationality. He has cited the influence primarily of John Cage, Yoko Ono, and Vito Acconci, and his work explores connections between sound, noise, photography, video, and film. A pioneer of using gramophone records and turntables as musical instruments to create sound collages, Marclay is, in the words of critic Tom Jurek, perhaps the unwitting inventor of turntablism. Jurek goes on to say something with which I totally agree. While many intellectuals have made wild pronouncements about Marclay and his art, and it is art, make no mistake, writing all sorts of blather about how he strips the adult century bare by his cutting up of vinyl records and pasting them together with parts from other vinyl records, they never seem to mention that these sound collages of his are charming, very human, and quite often intentionally hilarious. Marclay's own use of turntables and records, beginning in the late 1970s, was developed independent of, but roughly parallel to, hip-hop's use of the instrument. An interesting aside, Marclay is partial to John Cage's Strings from 1980, lacquer and lithograph visual artworks on vellum produced in a 62-part unique series, each created by letting the strings, which were dipped in paint, fall onto the paper in different patterns. Markley holds several of the most beautiful of Cage's creations in his own collection. In my own modest art collection is Markley's Shuffle, produced by Aperture in 2007. A limited edition boxed card set for which Markley photographed the appearance of musical notation in his everyday wanderings, finding examples on shop awnings, chocolate tins, t-shirts, underwear, and other unexpected places. As the listing for Shuffle at Amazon.com further notes, this body of work reveals Markley to be an obsessive photographic note taker with a flair for uncovering musical clues hidden in the landscape and adorning our world. Musical notes just waiting to be called into action. Each of the 75 images collected here is presented on an oversized playing card, and the entire deck is enclosed in a distinctive package. Part Fluxus box, part John Cagean Chance Operation or Eames House of Cards, this highly collectible edition offers a compelling, serendipity-driven visual experience, as well as the components for a spontaneous musical score. A player need only shuffle the deck and let the cards fall where they may in order to produce a unique experimental sequence with text and instructions by Markley. Now, let's listen to more Encores. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. Dance, 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 dance
We've just listened to the entirety of Christian Marclay's More Encores from the RER Megacorp CD, released as RER CM1 in 1997. Were you able to identify John Cage in tonight's array? It was track 8. Let's listen to it again now, twice, to both open and close this final set. The first, followed by a few other of my favorites from Marclay's compilation. Maria Callas, which is track 9, Jimi Hendrix, which is track 10, Louis Armstrong, which is track 6, and Christian Marclay, which is track 12, followed by our final listen to John Cage. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.